From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 38 people and wounding many others. The explosions happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that is crowded with laborers looking for work. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings like this have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Last month, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over ISIS, but insurgent attacks have continued in some parts of Iraq. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire Monday in the disputed Kashmir region, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation. Clashes along the 745-kilometer-long line of control that divides Kashmir have become an almost common occurrence during the past couple of years. A paramilitary convoy has come under a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, leaving at least 5 people dead and 6 others wounded. The ambush happened Monday in Turbat, a remote, volatile district in Balochistan. At least 6 migrants have been found dead off Spain's Canary Islands. 5 bodies were discovered in an inflatable boat off a beach at Costa Teguise, a popular tourist resort. At least one other migrant picked up by the Spanish Civil Guard police died later. 18 migrants, possibly from the same boat, made it to shore, however, and were later found by police. This is VOA News. South Africa's 2 top political parties